Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook.
I'm Lilia Luciano. Hyperpartisan politics have been commonplace in the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico. As a kid growing up in the island, I remember thinking who was good or bad, cynical, wise, or dignified, all going back to what they wanted for Puerto Rico: statehood, Commonwealth, or independence. Now, two bills were introduced in Congress to let the people of Puerto Rico choose and hold Congress to account on how to decolonize. Congress has the last word on the fate of the island, but nobody has a say or a vote in Congress for the island. One bill says if Puerto Ricans vote for it, Congress must accept a 51st state. The other, that statehood is not the only option. Lilia Luciano, CBS News.